This week, school children in the Pacific Northwest reenacted an event that took place 199 years ago. In 1805, the explorers Lewis and Clark organized what historians consider to be the first democratic vote in the American West. Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports on one of many events commemorating the bicentennial of the Lewis and Clark expedition.
After more than a year of arduous travel, Meriwether Lewis, William Clark, and their Corps of Discovery were overjoyed to finally reach the Pacific Ocean in November 1805. But the weather made them miserable as they camped on the north shore of the Columbia River in what is now Washington State. They needed a place to spend the winter. Lewis and Clark put the decision up for a vote. In the warmth of a nearby Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center, Craig Rockwell, playing the part of William Clark, simplified the choice for about 100 schoolchildren. Stay on the north shore, cross the river to the south side to what is now Oregon, or go back upriver a bit.
I'm going to call out individual names of the members of the Corps of Discovery from here today, and you are going to stand where you are and shout out your decision. Kiana Yasunaka.
I'd like to stay here.
Stay on the North Shore. Megan Clark, a family member, of course.
Stay here.
Stay on the North Shore.
The actual expedition chose to build a fort on the south side of the Columbia River in what is now Oregon. Most of these children, who are from Washington, thought otherwise. They wanted to stay on the Washington side. 10-year-old Armando Cordero was in the Play It Safe crowd.
I'm probably going to vote stay here.
How come?
Probably because I like it here, and I wouldn't know that much people in Oregon.
Caitlin Eggie, on the other hand, was one of the few willing to try something new.
Because it's more mysterious, because there's a lot more things that you're not used to.
Organizers of this event later clarified that no one in the Corps of Discovery actually wanted to stay put, since the weather was so bad. But those details are beside the point. The Washington State Historical Society's Jim Sace says Lewis and Clark went into the vote already preferring the Oregon side, and they campaigned to get their way, just like politicians do today.
I think they really wanted the other members of the Corps to be comfortable with that decision, and the only way you're ever going to be comfortable is you ask them. The sum of the individuals is the greatest strength of the organization, and that's a pure democratic principle.
The vote is also significant for who participated. For the first time in American history, a woman's vote counted, and so did that of a slave. Filmmaker Ron Craig is making a documentary about York, who was the property of William Clark.
It was so significant that we have not only this African-American York, a slave, but also Sacagawea, who actually voted, because it was something that if they took those two individuals on the council as far as asking them what their opinion was, that meant the value of their presence on the exhibition was very significant.
Organizers of this event plan another reenactment 1 year from now, on the 200th anniversary of Lewis and Clark's arrival at the Pacific Ocean. This week's vote will stay open until then, online, so that children throughout the nation can log on and have their say on where Lewis and Clark should camp. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Ilwaco, Washington.